thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Matthew 2:11, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. He was born in the humblest of settings, yet heaven above was filled with the songs of angels. His birthplace was a cattle shed, yet a star brought the rich and noble from thousands of kilometers away to worship him. His birth was contrary to the laws of life, and his death was contrary to the laws of death. Yet no miracle is greater than his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his teachings. He had no wheat fields or fisheries, yet he spread a table for 5,000 and had bread and fish to spare. He never stood on expensive carpeting, yet he walked on the waters and they supported him. His crucifixion was the crime of crimes, yet from God's perspective, no lesser price could have made possible our redemption. When he died, few mourned his passing, yet God hung a black cape over the sun. Those who crucified him did not tremble at what they'd done, yet the earth shook under them. Sin never touched him. Corruption could not get hold of his body. The soil that was reddened with his blood could not claim his dust. For over 3 years he preached the gospel. He wrote no book. He had no headquarters, and he built no organization. Yet 2,000 years later, he's the central figure of human history, the perpetual theme of all preaching, the pivot around which the ages revolved, and the only redeemer of the human race. At this season of celebration and gift-giving, let's join the wise men who fell down and worshipped him. Let's remember, Christmas is about Christ. From Vision's Word for Today, Christmas is about Christ.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.